This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The White House is confirming the death of an American Israeli woman who had been thought to have been taken on October 7th in southern Israel. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden says he was devastated to learn 70-year-old Judith Weinstein had been killed during the Hamas attack on an Israeli kibbutz in October. Her kibbutz is reporting Weinstein, originally from New York, who had been teaching children with special needs in Israel, actually died October 7th along with her husband. But because their bodies were taken by militants, it was thought they were held as hostages. In Tel Aviv, other families rallied for more releases. But in Beirut, a Hamas official announced a temporary ceasefire would not be enough to release the rest of the hostages, calling for an end to the Israeli military action. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities in Liberia say a leaking fuel tanker exploded this week as people gathered to collect the gasoline, leaving more than 40 dead. Officials say the blast on Tuesday also injured at least 83 people in the town of Totota in the central part of the West African country. One health official says many of the dead were buried in a mass grave because their remains were unrecognizable. Health authorities say an exact death toll was difficult to confirm because of how badly the bodies were burned. Similar deadly accidents have occurred elsewhere in Africa. Maine's Democratic Secretary of State is removing former President Donald Trump from that state's primary ballot. Shenna Bellows becomes the first election official to take action unilaterally to bar Trump under the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment. The Civil War era clause bans those who, quote, engage in insurrection from office. The U.S. Supreme Court will likely rule on whether the provision applies to Trump and whether he can still